KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
You will love the staff at Abide Napa Cannabis Dispensary, now open in Napa. The Abide staff's understanding of the medical properties of cannabis enable them to expertly consult patients to the optimum recommendation, free of any intimidation. Their mission is simple: provide patients with the highest quality cannabis products at a fair price. Visit AbideNapa.com or call their experts at 707-266-1967. That's 266-1967. Cannabis expertise, way different than the year 1967.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
Vintage Sotheby's International Realty, Napa's only locally owned and operated Sotheby's Realty office, has an amazing team of experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Vintage Sotheby's Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate matters. Visit VintageSotheby'sRealty.com to connect when it makes sense for you, or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888. DRE number 01874685.
It's time for All Things Napa with your host, Lee W. Miller, a community leader, full-time realtor, and a serial networker passionate about promoting local businesses. Let's learn what's new in the Napa business scene today.
It's time for another episode of All Things Napa. I am your host, Lee W. Miller. And this is the show that is all about promoting local businesses. And today, local businesses to the Napa Valley, that is. And today we have two, powerful female business people. And one of them is Kirsten Ferquin, also known as Chef K. She is the owner of Legit Provisions. That's kind of an interesting thing that might make you wonder, well, what is that all about? And we'll be talking with Kirsten just in 2 seconds after I also introduce our second guest, Laura Gomez, also known as Esthetician Extraordinaire, the only esthetician I've ever been to, and the best one in all of Napa, according to the survey that I conducted this morning with myself. So, with no further ado, let's talk to these great women of business in the Napa Valley. Kirsten, welcome to the show. What is Legit Provisions?
Legit Provisions is a farm-to-market, grab-and-go, farm-to-table place where you get yummy good food, grab it, go, or now you can stay.
Oh, no, she didn't even rehearse that, and it covered absolutely everything that she offers. I like the farm aspect, so most of your...
We locally source everything that we can, which... as you well know, is readily available here in California and especially in the Valley. So yes, we have lots of purveyors and local family farms that we source our products from. And we like everything to be as healthy and locally sourced as possible.
So tell us, why did you open Legit Provisions?
I opened Legit Provisions because I felt like the Valley needed a casual place where you could just go and hang out, where locals could go at a fair price. You didn't need a reservation. You could get some good food. You could pour your own beer and wine and just hang out.
That's cool.
And if you didn't want to hang out, you can grab it and go.
There you go. Yeah. So let's go back to the pour your own.
Yes, we have a self-pour beer and wine system. So we have six local beers and six local wines on tap. And you load a card, what we call a pour card, and you can get as much or as little as you want. Charges by the ounce.
Very cool.
It's been super fun.
Yeah, I bet. And pretty innovative to save on labor.
Yes, it is. The technology is fantastic. It's a technology by a company called Pour My Beer, which is also...
not to be confused with Hold My Beer.
That's right.
That's a completely different thing.
Completely different. So we basically have two sets of kegerators, so to speak, that we put these small kegs in, and you load a pour card and you can pour as much or as little as you want.
And is that grab and go too?
It is grab and go. We have crowlers and we have to-go glasses, so you can take them with you if you don't want to hang out.
That's very innovative.
It's been fun, especially with the nice weather. The city's letting you, as long as it has a lid on it, take it to the parklet or to the park, right, and hang outside.
That's the thing, a lid?
Mm-hmm. A lid, a COVID lid, we call it.
When I was in high school, a lid was a completely different thing.
Right. Well, now you're dating yourself.
And you couldn't just walk around with it. Laura's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I wasn't in high school. You were in high school.
Right. You weren't even born when I was in high school. I guess that they used to, that was slang for a dime bag of marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Or you really didn't know.
No, we called it a dime sack. A dime sack.
A dime sack.
Yeah.
Not a dime bag.
No.
That's really interesting in and of itself.
A whole nother show, Lee.
That's a whole nother show. Well, and Abide, the most recently opened dispensary in town.
That's right.
We'll have to bring that up and see what they call it nowadays. I don't know. So, one of your specialties, because I have...
Kansas City Barbecue.
Yes.
So I'm from Kansas City, and I brought my favorite barbecue.
I like the way
barbecue.
You say Kansas.
I say it normally.
Say it again.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
I brought my favorite method of barbecue to the Valley, and we have that shipped in every week from Kansas City, and we make a hot barbecue sandwich every day, which is our special sandwich of the day, which sells out. And then we also have brisket, pork, ribs, sausage, anything you want that you can take home and prepare.
So every day the meat might be different, but
Correct.
It's a hot sandwich.
That's right.
And it's like spin the wheel, find out what it's going to be.
So far, brisket's been the most popular and the burnt ends.
Oh, what's that?
Burnt ends are the little ends that come off the brisket
okay.
that used to just
and
be
you just
waste.
Make the sandwiches just out
and
of
now,
those.
And now, yeah, the I don't know if this is unique to Kansas City or not or to the Midwest, but you turn those little fatty ends into this really nice caramelized meat.
Oh, yeah. So you just chop it all up?
Yeah, you just chop it all up. Mm-hmm.
So when you do your brisket, is it all chopped up or are they like strips?
So the brisket is strips.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then whatever that little pieces that fall off, that becomes the burnt ends.
I get you. Okay. So when I was visiting a friend in Texas, he chopped his brisket all up.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's a Texas thing, not to be confused with the Kansas thing.
Yeah,
just a personal preference of his.
Every region does their barbecue a little differently.
So you said that you ship it in?
Mm-hmm. From a company called Meat Mitch. And if anybody's been in the competition business, they may know them. They've won the American Royal, which is the big barbecue competition that we have in Kansas City. People come from all over the world to participate in it. And they've won that year after year. And then they decided to distribute. And so they have national distribution down, which is not easy for a perishable product like barbecue. But it's fantastic when you take it out of the package. And cooking it at home is super simple.
Oh, okay. So what would you say your percentage of your business is of people taking it going home, heating it up, and now they've got a basically a meal that they didn't have to cook. They just had to heat up.
Well, our top sales are the self-pour beer and wine and the barbecue. Whether that's the barbecue you take away or the barbecue sandwich that you eat in the shop, or again, you can take it away. But I'm finding most people are getting the barbecue and kind of just hanging out, having a beer, which is the intention. So yeah, it's been great.
Who wants to be at home right now anyway?
Right?
Yeah, take me out.
So, but you're not just a barbecue place. You've got a lot
We're
of
not.
Different
So we have grab-and-go items, which include salads, protein balls, wraps. We have heat and eat items. Our most popular ones are the lobster mac and cheese. We have a queso dip, all clean label items. And we have meal kits, which is the business we had in Kansas City. And that's everything you need to make a dinner at home in 20 minutes or less. All the ingredients are chopped and prepped, so it makes dinner super simple. And then we have wine tasting kits, charcuterie kits, snack kits. Really lots of different variety of items.
Yeah. Talk about, you said clean meals.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that our listeners know what that is.
So that, to me, is an ingredient label where you know what all the ingredients mean. So in the queso dip, for example, that's right. It's basically cheese and milk and some spices.
Yeah.
Some spinach. It's not a lot of words that you're not sure, which are preservatives, right? Give it a longer shelf life. Maybe doesn't have to be refrigerated. So yeah, we do everything fresh and clean.
So one thing I love about your business is, yeah, we are known for all of our wonderful restaurants, but they are expensive. And as locals, yeah, it'd be great if we could all go out and dine like that mm-hmm. every day, lunch and dinner, breakfast, what have you. But now you're bringing the same caliber, the same quality and clean and be able to take it home. So
yes, thank you. Yeah, that was our goal. We want the tourists, of course, to come, but it was designed for the locals, a place for the locals just to hang out.
And I would imagine that the local aspect has something to do with your VIP program.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. We have over 50 VIP founding members who have joined our club, and that's our core group. They support us every week. They come in and get their free drink. They bring in their friends, and we do special VIP member-only events, and we've got our first one coming up in May.
Talk about that.
So we're launching a new Bar Bites menu. So it's all going to be QR code, touchless ordering driven. So you can come in if you decide you're having a drink and sitting down and you decide you want a little bit more of a snack and you don't want to get something from the grab and go cooler. We're going to have some new Bar Bites little menu that we're launching. You'll just scan your QR code on your phone and that food will mysteriously appear right at your table.
Oh, I love it.
And then we're going to do some wine tastings. We've got some of our partners are going to come pour their new wines that they're tasting right now. And we're going to have live music. And it's just going to be, yeah, a cool, fun thing for our members to do.
That is really cool. I like the business model. Now, you used to be a caterer?
I've catered for over 20 years, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of, since there are no events, this is a great way to... I know that the word is overused, but you pivoted, I suppose.
Yes. And well, when we designed this concept a couple years ago, we knew we wanted it to be as contactless and as extremely convenient as possible for the consumer. And that just happened to turn it into a COVID-friendly model, which is why we launched in the middle of the pandemic.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, there haven't been a whole lot of businesses that have done that for obvious reasons, but... Yet, you're already doing really well, and you've got lots of business. And I don't think that's going to stop when things are back to normal because it is such a great model.
Thank you. We hope not.
Yeah. tell us a little bit about your background and how you landed in Napa.
I went to the CIA, so I went to culinary school here over 20 years ago. And then I lived in Kansas City at the time. And so I've been in Kansas City for the last 20 years, but I always knew I wanted to come back to the Valley. And so when we were designing this concept, we did some due diligence. We looked all over the Valley and I decided St. Helena was going to be our first location.
Oh, so you are going to expand?
We are.
Nice. So where in St. Helena are you?
We're right on Main Street, 1304 Main.
That's right about in the middle, right?
It is in the middle.
The busiest area. So what are some of the best things that are there? You've already talked about the barbecue.
We've talked about the barbecue. We've talked about the pour your own beer and wine. Lobster mac is another one of our top sellers. Mm. People like cheesy things during COVID, so the macaroni and cheese and the queso dip have done really well.
Yeah, the COVID-19 isn't just the number of the strain. It's the number of LBs that people have, you know, comfort food. And I don't feel guilty at all about having gained weight because I needed that comfort food to appease, you know, all of the stress that is associated with
but
this.
But we also have an allergen-free protein ball that comes in a 12-pack, and that's been really popular. It's a great little snack, 7 grams of protein per ball. We've got salad shakers. We've got healthy wraps. So you really can decide.
I had the wrap when I came in.
Good. So. Yeah, you can decide if you want something healthy or you want to indulge a little bit.
Yeah, and you sell chips and things too. So
yep, we do.
Small bags so that, you know.
Yeah, everything's single serve, right? Single serve sizes. And again, all good quality ingredients.
Very cool. So some people might say, well, I'm in Napa or I'm in American Canyon. Boy, that's a hike up there. Why should I drive all the way to St. Helena?
Well, soon we're going to turn on delivery, so you won't have to. We'll deliver to you. But if you would like to come to St. Helena, I think the reason would be a lot of people that we see coming in haven't been out in a while and haven't been up Valley in a while. And it's a good excuse, right? Come to St. Helena, see what's new.
That's a great point. And because it's all safe, contactless, and you pour your own.
That's right.
Then now, if you have been afraid to go out and about, you need not be afraid if you're going to go to legit provisions. And it's a great place if you are going to head up Valley and do a little bit of wine tasting. You just stop in there, grab it, go, taste. Make sure that you have some food to absorb some of that alcohol.
That's right. We've got great wine tasting kits.
So, like prepackaged?
Little charcuterie kits, little snack kits that are designed to be paired with your wine tasting.
Yeah. And I know some wineries allow picnics. Others frown upon it. But like what you do in your own car, charcuterie car kits, maybe that's the...
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about how much I love alliterations. So,
charcuterie car kits.
Yeah. Turkey in the trunk. Laura, do you have any questions?
No, I just can't wait to go try it out. Oh, I'm going to go.
I know. My mouth's watering.
I'm hungry.
I think it was because of the cheesies. Anything cheesy.
The lobster with cheese. Yeah. That got me.
Yeah. So what's your time frame, Kirsten, for possibly adding the second location?
I'm shooting for May. Okay. May or June. So shooting for May, so maybe June. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
But soon, next couple months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're already looking for locations?
We are. We have one selected. So it's in the works.
Can you tell us the city?
Napa.
Okay.
Yay.
Oh, I know which place you're thinking of then.
There you go.
I bet you. No, I have no idea. So what is it that you haven't covered yet that we want to make sure that our listeners know about legit provisions Kirsten?
Well, we are a B Corp, so everything we do is...
That's fantastic.
Thank you. It's for the right reasons.
Wow.
We want to put good out into the world and make decisions on who we source from and purchase from with intention. And I'm working on right now hiring a new team. So that's going to give me some flexibility to get back out in the world and start selling some more of these charcuterie car kits to the wineries.
So for those that are not familiar with the term that you just used, V Corp, talk about what that is.
So a B Corp just means that you make decisions based on social responsibility. There's some tenets that you follow based on doing things that are sustainable. So good for your teammates, good for the customers, good for your vendors, good for the environment. So we price what I consider to be really fair for the Valley, and people have commented on that, would be an example of one of the things that we choose to do as a B Corp. And we also give back, right? We give back to the community, our team. is encouraged, and not only encouraged, but paid to take time off to give back to the community. We donate anything that is out of, that we need to pull out of our coolers to the food banks. So really just mindfully thinking about how our business impacts others and what we can do to make that better.
Boy, if all of the mouthwatering descriptions of the food, the uniqueness of the business model, the safety of the touchless, if that doesn't attract you, then the socially conscious aspect, I think that just probably going to be a line at your door when you when you get back to Legit Provisions at, what's the address?
1304 Main Street,
1304 Main Street. All right. So we have a little bit more time, and I want to make sure that you have covered everything that you want to be able to cover.
I think I have. We do live music every first Friday.
First Friday.
So, Friday.
And come out to St. Helena.
Yeah, it started. We started it actually on St. Patrick's Day, and it was super fun.
What type of music do you guys bring in?
Really like a little one-man. It's a really small footprint, right? We only have 1,000 square feet. So we can't fit a whole band in there. It's one guy. It's a one-man band.
Right.
But, you know, he does just super upbeat, mellow covers, takes requests. So, yeah, that's been fun.
That's and cool.
And what's his name?
Mike. I don't remember his last name. It's something hard like mine. Mike the musician.
Mike, well, and I think I've seen
Have
him.
You seen him around?
I have. Because my wife was like, oh, I've seen this guy. And I think we were at, I can't remember where we were. We saw him. But yeah. And he can play anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's great. Because we have a diverse demographic, right? All the way millennials up to old people like me. So it's fun.
She's not old, guys.
Yeah. I'm twice your age.
I doubt it.
All right. Well, 1304 Main Street in St. Helena, Legit Provisions. Go see Chef K and get yourself some grab and go, and or sit down and pour yourself any of 6 beers or 6 wines and enjoy and just support Legit Provisions simply because Chef K is a wonderful person and because she's socially conscious about how she runs her business. Thank you very much for being here. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.
Vintage Sotheby's International Realty, Napa's only locally owned and operated Sotheby's Realty office, has an amazing team of experienced and knowledgeable agents that exceed the high standards and qualifications to assure the ultimate goal of assisting clients buying or selling homes throughout the entire Napa Valley and beyond. Whether now or sometime in the future, remember to consider Vintage Sotheby's Realty, the luxury brand with the local focus that you deserve for any real estate matters. Visit VintageSotheby'sRealty.com to connect when it makes sense for you. Or call 707-944-0888. That's 707-944-0888. DRE number 01874685.
You will love the staff at Abide Napa Cannabis Dispensary, now open in Napa. The Abide staff's understanding of the medical properties of cannabis enable them to expertly consult patients to the optimum recommendation, free of any intimidation. Their mission is simple: provide patients with the highest quality cannabis products at a fair price. Visit AbideNapa.com or call their experts at 707-266-1967. That's 266-1967. Cannabis expertise, way different than the year 1967.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
And just like that, we are back in a flash. Well, Kirsten's going to stick around and talk with us while we talk to Laura Gomez of Poetic Beauty, website poeticbeauty.love, not .com.
Mm-mm. It was unavailable.
No kidding. Yeah. I always ask people that. Why?
Yeah,
why?
It was unavailable, and then they were trying to charge me $3,000 to buy the domain. No, I'll buy it later. Not right now.
Yeah, smart.
Well, you are such a lover of skincare that it probably just works out best. So,
yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I liked it. At least it was available. So.
Well, and .love just kind of, because I know you, it perfectly describes you.
Thank you, Lee.
Because you're all about love.
Yeah,
it's even true. Even if a lot of it is about skincare.
Or loving myself.
Yes. We all need to love ourselves a little bit better.
That's
so,
true.
Laura, thank you very much for being here. Laura is my esthetician. Like, you know, people say, oh, Lee, he's my realtor.
Yeah.
I don't know if people say, other than me, that you are their esthetician.
Yeah.
You're the only esthetician I've ever been to.
Yeah. And I'm a lot of other, they call me their brow girl, their girl, their esti, their facialist. Yeah. They're all.
See what you did there? You just kind of dropped in casually all the services that you provide. So you're a pro at this. So talk about how important skincare is. Now the audience knows that you are an esthetician, but why and how is it important?
Well, your skin is the largest organ of your body, and we tend to forget that because it's so superficial, you know, and it's almost kind of we kind of wear it like clothes, and
right.
It shouldn't be like that. It should be taken care of. It protects us from environmental toxins and stress, and your barrier, it should always be healthy and protecting you. So
right.
That's why it's really important. It's important to take care of it. And then not only that, but then, I mean, I feel like a lot of people are really, what's that word? You kind of into your vein, right? You want to look good. You want to stay looking good. You want to age gracefully. And so if you want to do that, then you have to take care of your skin.
Yeah. And vanity often has a negative connotation, but it's all about health. It's not just about looking good.
Right.
But if you preserve the organs in your body, and the organ protecting all of the organs in your body, then that's just a healthy lifestyle.
Right, which actually goes into what I specialize in. I'm actually a holistic esthetician. And so I do, basically my philosophy is based on the understanding of how your skin works in relationship to your overall health. Like, you come to me and you tell me you're a smoker and you don't drink a lot of water and you don't work out. And you just have acne and veins everywhere popping out of your face, then, you know, I can't really be like, oh yeah, here's these products to help you. The issue, you have to do a whole lifestyle change. So.
Well, so you're a coach too, basically.
Sort of. Yeah.
Well, and you are an expert in your field. You know what you're talking about. And so if somebody comes to you, and I bet there's probably times where it's awkward when you either know something about their lifestyle or you can observe them and know that they're not doing certain things that are healthy. Is it awkward for you to say, I just want to share this with you, or do you just do the treatment and move along?
No, I've kind of learned to read the person and know how I can come at her with,
if they're receptive.
The right, yeah.
Yeah.
There was one time when it was a brand new client and she did want my professional opinion. And
well, if they ask, it's all.
Yeah. but,
game over.
But it was going to be harsh. So I kind of was like, you promise you won't get mad at me?
Like, here, sign this waiver.
Yeah. So, but I just, you know, kind of just told her blank out just what needed to change and what I observed on her skin. And she was receptive and she was, you know, she took it really well. But
did she implement your advice?
It's a new client, so we'll have to see. Hopefully by her next appointment, we'll see an improvement.
Why don't you tell everybody her name? No, I'm just kidding. So we can all hold her accountable. That's all I'm asking. I want to help her.
No, she
we
I
want
think
her to come back,
it.
Lee.
Yeah.
But yeah, I usually just, I have to tell them. I have to. You know, they come to me because they want my advice. They come to me for my expertise. And I mean, I would feel like I'd be cheating them if I'm not telling them how they can improve or, you know. So, yeah, I kind of let them know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you know what's up.
Well, and I don't know how many estheticians started out with the objective of going to medical school, but I do know that about you. So you were absolutely full bore. You were going to be a doctor.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to be an OBGYN.
Why do you chuckle?
Well, because I'm lesbian.
No. Well, now we're getting to it.
Yeah. But I kind of got, what's the word? Just pushed out of that. Deviated a little bit.
Okay, deviate. Well, or we could use the old word pivot again.
You
because
pivoted.
It's everywhere.
Pivoted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to UC Davis and I really wanted, I like the understanding of our bodies. It's real. We're really interesting humans. Yeah. And so I really like science and all that good stuff. But when I came back from Mexico, we got deported. I came back from Mexico and I was always into beauty and I was always into medical. So I was like, what can I do really quick that I would really enjoy in the meantime? If I go back to beauty, back to medical school, we'll see. But now what can I do? And I didn't even know what esthetician was. And I looked into it and I was like, oh, beauty and medicine all together? Like, how is that possible? So I got into it and yeah, and there's endless learning. So I'm always learning about the skin and your cells and all this molecular change going on. And it's kind of cool. So that keeps me going. And I'm a person that gets bored really easily. So if I'm not constantly learning, then I'm just like, brr. So I like that I'm always learning. I always have to learn. And if a client comes in with a certain condition I've never been able to, you know, I've never dealt with before, then I'm like, oh, let's go back to my books. Let's go read on this. Let's go, you know, research a little bit more. So it's always endless learning. So that's really cool.
That's really cool. That speaks to you as a person too, as opposed to get in the chair or lay on the table. Let me do this next. And, you know, you're all about really helping and enriching people's lives.
Yes.
So you're most people, when they hear esthetician, it's the waxing and the facial. That's pretty much what most people think.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Waxing, facials, you can, you know, specialize in different little things. Like there's a lot of estheticians that just do waxing or that just do one certain type of waxing. Like I know such estheticians that have only focused on brow waxing and just do brows, or body waxing or just Brazilians. But I do it all. I do all body waxing. I specialize in eyebrow waxing. I actually went to Brow University. Yeah. I used to work for...
Is that an Ivy League without the N?
No, but it does. It's with Benefit Brow. I used to work for Benefit Brow Bar. For Benefit Brow at the Benefit Brow Bar here at Ulta. And during some trainings, they sent me to San Francisco to the University of Brow Bar out there, or the University of Brow out there. And it was cool. I kind of learned a lot of new techniques. And I came back and I've just been fleeking everyone's eyebrows. Everyone's eyebrows are just amazing. And it's really funny because when my clients see other clients in public, they're like, I know who did your eyebrows.
No way.
I swear to God. It's like a signature. I have this little signature of eyebrows. I swear. I'm not kidding you.
Is that just the waxing or is that the microblading?
I also do microblading, but my microblading is really nice too. It's also, I mean, I like to say it's pretty unique to the Napa Valley still. But I just think it's just my design. Just, you know, I do this thing called brow mapping. Sometimes when I get a client that has really furry brows, I do a lot of lines across your face to make sure I'm mapping your structures and your muscles out properly so that your brows are very symmetrical. But sometimes because I've been doing it for so long, I can see those lines invisibly, you know, I can already see them. So then I just kind of just do them and your brows just go with your face. You never look sad. You don't look angry. You don't, you know, because.
But you don't always look surprised.
You don't always look surprised. Your eyebrows are a really important part of your face. If someone waxes them the wrong way, it changes the way you look, your features. It's really interesting. And like, have you ever seen someone without eyebrows or like memes online when they like kind of Photoshop the eyebrows off? Never seen that? I'm going to have to send you guys a picture.
Yeah.
It's really, they look sick. Like, you know, it's just kind of, or when you see people that have eyebrows that are like shaped and an angular, they look like they're angry, even though they're just looking at you like, hey, yeah.
And then you walk up, you got a problem with me?
Yeah.
It's like, no, why would you ask? Because you look mad at me.
Body waxing, brow waxing, facials. I have all kinds of different facials, and all my facials are also customized depending on your skin type, because my facials on my services are pretty basic, and I keep it basic so that way it's not so confusing for the client who's booking. But once you go, all of your facials are customized. All the products I use are customized to what your skin needs. And it's just, I have the basic of facials, which is a mini facial, and then I go as complex as a LED facial. So
LED facial?
Yeah, LED, it's photo light therapy. It uses heat therapy to penetrate through your skin and activate a cascade of like healing benefits.
Wow.
Yeah, it helps produce collagen. It helps. I just did mine last night. So I didn't want to wear makeup today to mess up any of my richness that I did. But it's really cool. I felt immediate tightness in my skin. I use, I always like getting the best of the best. So I got this really cool light therapy that was designed by NASA. And they use a lot of, I don't really know the right terms yet. Next show, we'll have them down. But it uses some kind of pulse light therapy, which somehow pushes the product in deeper, or pushes the light in deeper into your skin. Because it somehow tricks your skin into thinking it's a shock rather than a continuous light. I don't really get that yet. I mean, I get it, but I don't know how to explain it yet so that I can have my listeners understand.
So then does it absorbs the product more than just staying on the surface?
It absorbs the light more than staying on because of the shock of like pulsing light. Yeah. It's really cool.
Boy, that's pretty advanced stuff as opposed to here's some product, smear it on.
Yes, yes. And again, because I am a holistic esthetician, I like to use non-invasive modalities or machines, and ones that will help you from the inside out, right? Like this machine will help you produce the collagen and the elasticity that you need in the inside.
So the microblading, I want to make sure that we have time to talk about that. So what exactly is that? And you said that it's fairly new to Napa. There's not a whole lot of people doing it.
There is a lot of people doing it. Oh. There's not my technique and not my style.
Okay.
I have looked around and I like to do because I've been doing brows for so long and I understand how they're important they are, I love to give them a really natural look. And microblading is a technique used. It uses a U blade, looks like a little tongue. And it has about 10 to 12 tiny little blades lined up next to each other. So when I go in there and I do a stroke, what it's called, it mimics a hair stroke. So it actually looks like I just drew a hair on your face. So my technique is mimicking the way your hairs lay on your brow. I've seen a lot of artists that when they draw on a hair, they go from the bottom of your brow all the way to the top. So they line the bottom all the way to the top and they do one complete line, one stroke from bottom to top, all the way to the end. Whereas I do in the same little section, instead of doing one stroke from the very bottom of the brow all the way up, I do about three tiny ones. And so it mimics how your brows are. You don't have one brow of hair laying on the bottom that goes all the way to the top. You have a whole bunch of little hairs all around that lay a certain direction, right? So I like to mimic those. I like to pretend like I'm just adding hairs that already should be there and lay a certain way. And so when you look at your brows, you can't tell that they've been drawn on. They look like your brows. That's my style.
Interesting. And you just gave away your secret. But I guess it's so difficult to do that.
Yeah, no. it's out there, though. If the artist is into it and they understand brows and how they form and lay, and then they should want to do them that way.
So when you do a microblading treatment, how long does that last then?
The treatment is about 2 hours. Really what takes the longest is the brow mapping and making sure that my client likes the way the brows are laid, how they look on her face symmetrically. And then once she agrees, then I go in and I start blading. During the time that she's filling out consent forms and waiting for me to set up her ink and all that good stuff, she's laying in with some a number. She has a numbing cream on, which is 5% lidocaine.
Okay. So it's not painful because of the...
Not too much. If you have tattoos, it's not a problem. If you don't have tattoos, you might feel a little pinch here and there. However, I do reapply the lidocaine throughout the entire service so that eventually it completely numbs up. But the first couple of what I call strokes will
get your attention.
We'll get your attention a little bit. You'll be like, ooh, what's that?
We never say painful. It's like the dentist always says discomfort.
Yes, discomfort. You
know, like he's lying. It's painful. So then how is that a permanent? Once you do that, it's...
So it's actually semi-permanent. You don't, and I'm so glad I get to answer this on the air because it's really important that people understand this. A lot of people, because it's really expensive, it's kind of more expensive than a tattoo. But the reason why a lot of people really want for it to last longer, you know, they want it to last
the rest
and
of
they
their
don't
life.
Want it to
one,
do it
one
again.
And done.
Run and done, exactly. But what happens is if you guys have tattoos, you know that the ink bleeds. So I have plenty. My first one was when I was 18 and the line has gotten much thicker. So can you imagine if I drew on an eyebrow that when the ink where the ink goes in as deep as the tattoo ink would go? With time, you're going to have a much thicker eyebrow than what you started with. So really, microblading is a much superficial tattoo. It's more of a semi-permanent procedure tattoo. I can't believe how many layers. I can't remember how many layers. I think it's 5 layers in, whereas tattoo goes in about 15. So it's much deeper. And it should fade about the second or the third year. You should almost have nothing on your brows. So if you have gotten microbladed and you're on the second or third year and you have nothing there, your microblading artist did a really good job. I have seen clients that have gotten there in their fifth year or seventh year, and they're still there. And some of them have turned blue. Some of them have turned really pink or purple. And sometimes it's just having to be more superficial on the skin so that it doesn't do that. But it's still fixable. You can still fix it a little bit. There's still a lot of procedures that you can do to get it removed or get enlightened.
I would imagine you like that challenge if somebody comes in and their once brown brows are now blue and they need your help desperately, then you'll fix that.
Yeah, I have. I have fixed a couple of ones. There are some that are just really dark or really bad. So I just recommend them to get them lightened first. And then once they're lightened a little bit, then I can go ahead and design them a new brow.
All right, so let's talk about a little more broad. What's a product that everyone should have in their everyday routine? Says the guy who used to wash his face with Irish Spring until about 10 years
ago. And that soap. Mm-hmm.
The most drying soap on earth.
Yes, very drying. the number one, I want to say sunscreen.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Sunscreen. There was this one client of mine who was a much older lady. I really don't remember how old she was, but I met a lady that was 70 yesterday. So she might have been around 70 or maybe around 80. And she came in and she had the most firmest skin ever. It was so firm. It was just so nice. And I asked her, you know, I told her, I'm like, wow, she came in for a facial and I gave her a really nice, relaxing facial, but she didn't need anything. And I was like, what did you do? Yeah, what do you do? And she said that ever since she's been a young girl, her mom always taught her to wear sunscreen and she never leaves her house without it. She always reapplies. And when I saw that, I was like, all right, Laura, this is it. You're always going to reapply sunscreen from now on, and you're going to make sure you educate your clients on that too. It makes a really big difference because I have seen clients that don't wear sunscreen around the same age and completely different skin textures and everything. It's crazy. Right. The sun truly is, I mean, I know that it's really good for vitamin D intake, but it could be really damaging to our cells.
Right. Mm-hmm. What advice do you give for mask acne?
That's been an issue, right? And it doesn't seem like we're going to stop wearing masks anytime soon. So the number one advice would be do not wear the same mask the next day. Lee just opened his eyes at me like, uh-oh. You do that, Lee?
I wash them once in a while.
Yes, I have seen some people that have a little dirty strip on the side, so you can tell right. They don't. But
or lipstick that's coming or lipstick the mask from the inside. That's a sign.
It really there's a lot of bacteria. First of all, your mouth has a lot of bacteria, right? And so you're breathing in your mouth and you wet you're wetting your mask a little bit and you all that constant condensation in there, you know? So I would say change your mask out, wash your face. Make sure you wash your face. A lot of people don't wash their face at night, especially because they think, well, I didn't wear makeup today. But if you're prone to acne, I mean, I know a lot of people that really don't get mask acne. And I don't know if it's just because they are wearing the right masks or they're changing them out. But some people really just are prone to acne and the mask acne has really affected them. So I would just say keep washing your masks and make sure you wash your face, even if you have to double cleanse sometimes at night. It really will help.
We're talking to Laura Gomez, owner, proprietor of poeticbeauty.love. microblader, facials, everything else. So if someone's very intrigued with how holistic you are and how educated you are and they want to come and see you and they want to get a facial, how should they prepare in advance of coming in for the facial?
Well, first, just come in relaxed. Just make sure that you have, I like to tell my clients to just clear up your day, because after your facial, you're going to be so relaxed. So take it as a me day. Take that day as a me day. You don't have to do much. You just have to come in with your comfiest clothes and be prepared to take a nap.
They'll often fall asleep when you're doing
they
your thing.
They do fall asleep when I do their facial, especially during their massage. And just clear out your day, because you cannot work out after, you cannot get in a sauna after, you cannot swim. Your skin is kind of a little sensitive after your facial. Think of it as like baby raw skin just waiting to, regenerate itself. And so it really just... Yeah.
How often do you recommend getting a facial?
Once a month. Our cells regenerate themselves every 28 days, but as we age, it slows down. So after 25, that slows down a lot. So if it regenerates every 28 days, you need a facial that often. But then now that you're aging and it's slowing down, if you want to keep that 28 day turnover rate, then you must be getting your facials every 28 day or every 30 days or so. So that way I'm continually helping you to regenerate those cells that are depleting. And
what product line do you use?
I use two. I use 302. I use Beauty Counter. And I use a new line called Cosmetics. They're both clean lines. They stay away from preservatives and parabens and fragrance. And they don't test on animals either.
And do you sell those products?
I do. Yep. They're at the salon. I have one of them that I can order online and it ships right to your house. And then the other one that you could pick up at the salon, or I can ship to you. Within cosmetics, there's a line called Elite that you can only get through your esthetician. You cannot buy online. You cannot buy anywhere else, because it's guided by estheticians.
And a very generic name, cosmetics.
Well, actually, it's with the D and with the X, cosmetics.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
So that'd be better if we were on TV right now.
That's one of my favorite parts of getting a facial, is having the recommendation of what product to take home for that next month and to use to try to see some improvement.
And see, those are my favorite type of clients that want a routine and guidance.
Because then you can see the improvement over time as opposed to the... I'm going to get a facial because I've never had one, or I'm going to get a facial every other year just because it's such a enjoyable experience, but it's not part of a routine to...
Yes, or they just keep using whatever... Yeah.
They come in and get all dolled up by you, and then they go back and put chemicals all over
them. And they listen to the blogger. Yeah, they listen to the beauty blogger that's telling them to go buy, XYZ products.
Right.
So, but it's okay. I mean, I love the, when I get those type of clients, I do a nice little just cleanup. I restart their skin and just get them cleaned up, and they like it, So I know how to, but when I have clients that really like a plan, we strategize, we change up their facials every time. They get new different facials, different machines or different products. And now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do that. Once you get your skin balanced, well, now we're going to focus on, maybe clearing up your scarring or things like that. So
I'll be seeing you soon.
Yay.
It's funny. It's very often when there's two guests in here, there's always this connection that is made. whether it's Bernie Narvaez is in here and somebody, so I actually need to look into my liability insurance or you know, there's always a connection made. And I love being a networker.
Yeah, you do.
I love connecting people. So that's yet another byproduct of All Things NAPA, the radio show. So Kirsten, thank you very much for being here. Thank
My pleasure.
You for doing what you do in our community and offering our locals some grab and go and charcuterie car kits. using the alliteration again. Listeners, check out legitprovisions.com. You can see the entire menu there. And Laura, thank you for being here and for all you do for your clients. Thank you, listeners, for being here. And until next time, remember to live each day of your life as if your legacy matters.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
You will love the staff at Abide Napa Cannabis Dispensary, now open in Napa. The Abide staff's understanding of the medical properties of cannabis enable them to expertly consult patients to the optimum recommendation, free of any intimidation. Their mission is simple: provide patients with the highest quality cannabis products at a fair price. Visit AbideNapa.com or call their experts at 707-266-1967. That's 266-1967. Cannabis expertise, way different than the year 1967.
KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.
Broadcasting live from South Napa Century Center.